Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Cyrano Theater Company's production of Sarah Rule's play, Dead Man's Cell Phone.
And here to talk about it, we have Cody Costello and Josh Lohman. And welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And what part are you playing in this, Cody?
I am playing the part of director.
Oh, okay.
It's a one night only kind of gig.
And Josh, how about you?
I'm playing dual roles, both Gordon Gottlieb and his brother Dwight Gottlieb. Gordon is the titicular, is that the right word? Dead man in the show, so.
I see. And this has an intriguing title, Dead Man's Cell Phone. So, Cody, tell us about that part
sure.
of the show.
Well, really, this play is, gosh, there's so many, it's about so many different things. It's not a murder mystery. It's actually a quite dark comedy. It really kind of has us explore this idea of our connections and the needing to be connected all the time. At the top of the play, our main character, Jean, is sitting in a cafe, and there's this incessantly ringing cell phone that goes off nearby her. And I won't tell you too much, but alas, the person that it belongs to is no longer with us in the traditional sense. And the story really is, the play is really about what happens to her in that moment when she discovers that he's gone, and there's this constant, continued need for others to connect with him. And what does that do to her? And how does that affect her world or change her world? And so that's really how we start the play. And the way that Sarah Rule wrote this piece, it really leaves a lot of freedom for the director and the cast to explore character and the way that you present the story. And I had the pleasure and good fortune of having a cast that could handle the way I wanted to approach this, which was a purposeful choice, casting dual roles for two of the parts, and that being Josh's role. He plays Dwight and Gordon, they're brothers. And then there's the other role of Hermia, which is Gordon's wife, and the other woman, his mistress. And that's played by the same actress, Martha Robinson. And Jean is played by the well-known Krista Schwarting. And then Josh rounds out the cast. So it's a really great group and a very talented bunch.
Excellent. That sounds a great cast. And Josh, your role is explain to us what roughly to the extent that you can without giving anything away.
Okay. Well, I'll start with Dwight, who is Gordon's brother. When Gordon dies, I think we can give away this much. She goes to go kind of find out about this person who's died. And one of the people she meets is Gordon's brother, Dwight, who is very shy and kind of pulled back from everything, as opposed to his brother, Gordon, who was this big, larger-than-life character. And so it's kind of the contrast between these two is kind of fun to play both sides of it.
And it's really fun to play tricks on the cast of who is he now?
Do you wear different costumes for the different parts?
There's very subtle costume changes. A jacket as opposed to a sweater vest, different glasses, different shoes.
Different lines.
Different lines. Yeah, their lines are definitely different. Yeah.
Well, I suppose so, seeing how one of them is no longer in this world.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch Josh and Martha go through this, the physicality changes as well, the character development that they've worked on, that we've worked on together, and how quickly it just transforms before you. You'll see when you come see the show, which I know you'll all buy tickets to do, that we do a lot with the audience there. So transitioning from one thing to the other, it's a very otherworldly play, so it's not linear by any stretch of the imagination, so we don't treat it that way. We allow the audience to be part of our changing from place to place.
And this is Do you ever have the actually dead man on stage or not?
We certainly do. Multiple times.
Good.
Yeah, he's a pivotal character.
Okay. Well, this would be different if the play would be quite different if you didn't have him on stage. And what you do. That's an important point.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of it has to do with how the other characters interact with him and what they meant to him. So he's kind of this, he's always there, really. And if you think about, you know, where he's gone to, and he's out there floating around, and he's very much present throughout the entire story.
Oh, that sounds like a good play.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. I'd agree.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Josh Lohman and Cody Costello, talking about Cyrano's production of Dead Man's Cell Phone, which opens tonight at Cyrano's.
And Cody, a little while ago, you mentioned that this play allows a director to do a lot more than maybe some plays do, that Sarah has left it kind of open for you. The question for you also, Josh, for both of you, how has that been in rehearsal? What some of the things you've tried, Josh, how have you worked with that as an actor? Is it something new and refreshing for you to approach a play that's being directed this way? I'll toss it up to either one who wants to ask that question.
I'll go ahead and start. It's actually, yeah, there's a lot of leeway, and Cody's a great director to work with because she's given us a lot of leeway in these characters, and there's, especially for those of us, for me and Martha, who are playing these dual roles, and we have to really find those things that make them different to help really create these two separate characters at the same time. The work itself gives a lot of leeway in how you can express those lines and those roles. I mean, I think kind of through the process, there were a couple of times where we were going completely one direction, and halfway through we went, this just isn't working, and just threw it completely left turn, and it was perfect. And so, yeah, I mean, Cody's given us such great direction on it. It's really been a lot of fun.
It's been a very collaborative process. I think that's the best environment for this type of work to happen in. And so, you know, I feel that a lot of my role has been there to lay down the framework, the skeleton, if you will, and then making sure that every night they feel the freedom to work within that. That you know, a good, well, here's an example. I got asked from one of the cast, is it okay if I touch his hand here? And he said, I don't know, is it? You know, that's really the actor's individual choice in that moment. I mean, can you run off stage and do it on the other side? Probably not, because the lights won't be on where you are there. But, you know, in terms of the organic happening in that moment on stage, you know, as long as we're telling the story and we're within the general context that we have worked together to create, I want them to feel freedom to do that every time they attack a specific scene or a moment, so that every night for that specific audience, we're paying them the respect of this being fresh and new that night for them, special.
Oh, what an unusual director, and how good.
Very interesting. You know, I was reading a quote by Sarah about this play that kind of goes to this idea that theater is a mirror onto society. And she mentions there's absolutely no reason to talk to a stranger anymore with cell phones, iPads, iPods, wireless computers, and so forth. You can't you connect to people you already know, but how well do you know them, because you never see them? You just talk to them. I find that, she says, I find that terrifying.
Absolutely.
How does this play connect to that quote from her?
Well, Sandy and I talked early on when she brought this project to me about, you know, the real necessity for, I mean, it's an absurd situation that this play puts Gene in, but it can't be played absurd. It's real. How would you act in these circumstances? So important for it not to be over the top and unrealistic in that way, because the situation is already in that frame. So, but the other thing that this play really makes you evaluate is, you know, even the people that I know, like you said, do I see their face? Do I only know them through words on a screen or this constant need to text? I mean, there's a great line in the play by Mrs. Gottlieb where she says, how many of you have been on your cell phone and taken a call while you were quietly urinating in the bathroom? Raise your hand. You know, and I think we all can. You know, it's you know, to some degree of that situation, we've all done it where we think we're being so sly and but we can't put it down. For 30 seconds, we can't seem to look up, like just connect with the person next to you. Boyfriends and girlfriends, teenagers, adults are texting people that are like sitting right next to them. I mean, it's just crazy that we can't look up, hear each other breathe even. I mean, pretty soon we're going to be like emailing each other kisses. Like, what, you know?
Well, people already do, don't
they? Yeah, I'm not going to show you my text messages then.
Right. Yeah, oh dear God. No. leave that to my imagination. But yeah, just this idea that, yeah, we are all so connected all the time. But then Jean, there's another point in the play where she says, but are we, you know, the more we're there, the more we're connected, the less we're there.
And what a way to begin to play. Josh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. One of the things I was going to say about that is, I mean, that's kind of where the jumping off point in the play is when Jean makes this conscious decision to start interacting with people. It's not, there is this cell phone, but it's, she starts making these decisions that she's not just going to answer the phone. She starts going to interact with all these people face to face, which is what leads to most of the fun parts of the play. So.
We're just about out of time. And I want to thank you both for coming, Josh Lohman and Cody Costello, to talk about Cyrano's production of Dead Man's Cell Phone, which opens tonight at Cyrano's.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. Look forward to seeing everybody there.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much, guys.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Pacific University Student Theater will put on a farce called Don't Mention My Name next weekend, April 5th to 7th at Great Hall. Performances are 7 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with a matinee at 1 on Sunday.
At Out North Theater, you can see A Gulag Mouse by Arthur M. Jolly. This play runs through April the 7th. Productions are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. For tickets, go to outnorth.org.
The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River presents Sherlock Holmes and the Spinsters of Blackmead, opening tonight and running through April 13th. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Anchorage Opera's production of Pirates of Penzance will be shown the weekend of April the 5th, with performances Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4 at the Discovery Theater and the Performing Arts Center. For tickets and information, go to centertix.net or call 263.arts.
Native and non-Native actors are needed for an upcoming statewide tour of the play The Winter Bear by Anne Hanley. Acting experience is a plus, but not necessary. There is pay. Interested performers, even if you don't have acting resume, should submit contact info, etc., and their availability to winterbearproduction@gmail.com.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Rand Higbee's At Home with the Clarks runs through March the 31st. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Anchorage Community Theater is now accepting applications for a new administrator and executive director. The application period closes April 16th. For details, contact Bill Cotton at 440-1392.
Opening tonight at Cyrano's Theater Company is Sarah Rule's play Dead Man's Cell Phone, a comedy which will run through April the 21st. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.